The Book of Ezekiel. Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and, behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire engulfing itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of its midst as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of its midst came the likeness of 4 living creatures. And this was their appearance, they had the likeness of a man. And each one had 4 faces, and each one had 4 wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished bronze. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their 4 sides, and the 4 had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another, they turned not when they went each one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, the 4 had a face of a man, and the face of a lion, on the right side, and the 4 had a face of an ox on the left side, the 4 also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward, 2 wings of each one were joined one to another, and 2 covered their bodies. And they went each one straight forward, wherever the Spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches, they went back and forth among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran back and forth like the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, a wheel upon the earth beside the living creatures, with its 4 faces. The appearance of the wheels and their workings was like the color of beryl, and the 4 had the same likeness, and their appearance and their workings was, as it were, a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went in any of 4 directions, and they turned not when they went. As for their rims, they were so high that they were awesome, and their rims were full of eyes, round about the 4 of them. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Wherever the Spirit was to go, they went, there was their Spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up with them, for the Spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood, and when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up along with them, for the Spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creature was as the color of awesome crystal, stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings spread out straight, the one toward the other, each one had 2, which covered on this side, and each one had 2, which covered on that side, their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of tumult, as the noise of an army, when they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads, when they stood, and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his waist even upward, and from the appearance of his waist even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. As the appearance of the bough that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spoke,